Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
It's not over yet.
A dire warning from CAL FIRE this morning as crews try to get a handle on deadly wildfires in Northern and Southern California.
And President Trump returns from his overseas trip to face mounting criticism over his acting attorney general. Good morning. It is Monday, November 12th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Kenny Choi. The campfire in Butte County has earned a grim distinction. 29 people confirmed dead, matching the deadliest wildfire in California history. And that number is expected to rise. Thousands of homes have been destroyed and thousands more remain in jeopardy this morning. And Governor Jerry Brown has asked the White House to declare a major presidential disaster in the region.
And if you thought the weekend was bad, the air quality could get even worse today for those of us here in the Bay Area.
Last year we dealt with the wildfires burning up in wine country, and right. It seems like it's the new norm.
Yeah, unfortunately so. Everything is just so dry out there. We desperately need the rain. Maybe by next week we could see some rain, and that would help tremendously so. But we are talking about smoky skies once again today. It'll likely get worse as we go through the day. So we had some improvement yesterday with northerly winds. We're now looking at northeasterly winds, and that will bring in more smoke from the Butte County campfire right into the Bay Area. So these are the air quality conditions currently for the Bay Area. So unhealthy air right now. We're looking at unhealthy air as we go through the day today and likely over the next few days. A live look with our Salesforce Tower camera looking at Coit Tower this morning. And our temperatures are in the 30s, 40s, and even in the 50s. So San Francisco coming in at 50 degrees, one of the warmer locations. We're looking at Concord. You're at 38. Oakland, 48. Livermore, 36. San Jose at 43. And Santa Rosa below freezing now to 30 degrees. Weather headlines, hazy, smoky skies, unhealthy air. Please be safe out there. We're looking at that air quality advisory and a spare the air alert for today and likely through Tuesday, Wednesday, as well as for Thursday. So smoky conditions continue. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, I'll show you our smoke model forecast taking you through the next 36 hours coming up. Gianna.
Thank you, Mary. We start off with a traffic alert. We are getting reports of an injury accident on the Bay Bridge, and it's causing some major delays as you work your way past the toll plaza. Motorcycle involved in this crash. Two left lanes are completely shut down. It's just past the metering lights, and you can see in our live shot here, just as you get near the incline, traffic is really starting to stack up through here. Injuries reported in this accident, so this may take some time to clear. Also, word of a broken down vehicle not too far from there as you head towards Treasure Island. So, very busy ride on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. The good news is it's still pretty quiet coming off the East Shore Freeway. Most of those delays will be once you get past the toll plaza. 29 minutes is your drive time from the MacArthur Maze over towards the Central Freeway. So give yourself some extra time there. You can always skip the bridge. Use BART as an alternate. All trains are on time. In fact, most of Mass Transit is on time this morning. Caltrain, Muni, and ACE with no delays. San Mateo Bridge, good option as well. You're clear as you work your way out of Hayward into Foster City right now. 13 minutes to drive from 880 over towards 101. Traffic is clear on the peninsula as well. Let's take a look at conditions at the Dublin Interchange. Westbound 580 as you work your way towards that 680 connector. So far, so good. Most of our traffic is stacked up behind there coming out of the Altamont Pass. 26 minutes as you work your way westbound. Coming away from that 205 580 connector into Tracy. Busy at the top of the pass, then it clears once you head towards 680. We'll take a look at the Golden Gate Bridge coming up. Kenny and Michelle.
Gianna, thank you. Crews battling the deadliest wildfire in California history will have to now deal with dangerous conditions once again this week.
Authorities confirm the campfire in Butte County has now killed 29 people, and the number is expected to rise with hundreds still missing. The fire has all but wiped out the town of Paradise. Search teams found the remains of six people there yesterday. The flames have scorched more than 110,000 acres since Thursday morning. PG&E has crews in the area looking into whether the utility company power lines may have sparked the fire. More than 220 people are still missing this morning. Search teams have not been able to access much of the burn area just yet. DNA experts and a team of anthropologists have been called in to help identify the victims. Many Butte County residents who escaped the fire are now anxiously awaiting word on their loved ones.
It gets worse every day. You try to tell yourself it's going to be okay, but you don't really feel that way. But you'd say it's going to be and pray that it will be, and that's what I'm doing.
Governor Jerry Brown has asked President Trump to declare a federal disaster to help with the hardest hit communities. with housing and other support programs. And over the weekend, the president threatened to cut funding, claiming that state leaders have grossly mismanaged our force. The governor accused President Trump of ignoring the bigger picture.
Managing all the force in every way we can does not stop climate change. And those who deny that are definitely contributing to the tragedies that we're now witnessing.
The critics of the president's comments pointed out that the federal government owns more than half of California's forest land. And we are still waiting for the winds to shift this morning to help get them some help to get the smoke from the campfire out of the Bay Area.
And it seems like we'll all have to deal with it for at least one more day. And that's why Jackie Ward is back inside with us again today.
Right. But it's kind of hard to complain about what we're dealing with, right, especially after you see all that loss and devastation. So it puts things into perspective for us. From Gilroy to Berkeley, the air quality district says we are still at unhealthy levels right now. Check out this enhanced satellite image that just came into our newsroom from NASA's Earth Observatory. This is over the wildfire in Paradise. The flames in the image were enhanced with infrared data, and it helps us see just how intense the smoke from that area is. In the Bay Area, it is expected to get a little worse before it gets better. Some people in the East Bay may have felt and seen a slight reprieve yesterday morning. While you could certainly still smell the smoke, some blue skies were poking through. People like Dan Young, who lives in Danville, think some are getting a little too panicky about the air situation.
It ain't gonna kill you. Make you uncomfortable if you're not used to it.
You're used to it.
Yeah, I still sit around the campfire up in the woods with my motorhome.
SFO had continued flight delays and cancellations over the weekend because of the smoke, especially Saturday. Arriving flights were reportedly delayed by an average of 48 minutes, but the Federal Aviation Administration says that decreased to only about 15 minutes as the day went on. Some cities and towns are handing out free N95 masks. Mountain View announced that they have some on a limited basis. You just need your ID to pick one up. Ann?
Thanks, Jackie. I'm Ann Makovic in the live news desk following the latest out of Southern California, where the Woolsey fire is still out of control, 15% contained right now. Let's take a look at some live pictures right now of, that's the 101 right now, which is reopened. That happened late yesterday. Some of the off-ramps are still closed, but taking a look over some of the communities that are still under evacuation orders right now, including Calabasas and Malibu, 150,000 people are evacuated. About 100,000 were able to come back, though, yesterday. So it's really a mixed bag of good and bad news there. Things calmed down. It looked like the fire has not jumped its containment lines overnight. But today, as the sun comes up, those Santa Ana winds are expected to kick up, and that is going to increase the fire danger significantly. So far, two people have been found dead because of this fire, and firefighters are afraid as they go into some of these more remote, burned out areas that they might find more people dead. Three firefighters have been injured. We're waiting for an update. We'll probably come around 7 this morning as far as the outlook for the rest of the day. We'll continue to follow it for you. Kenny and Michelle.
Ann Makovic, live from the news desk. Ann, thank you.
Yeah, and as Ann was saying, over the weekend, the weather worked in firefighters in their favor, helping them battle the destructive Woolsey fire. But this morning, crews say, don't let the winds fool you. They are expected to pick up again, and 57,000 homes remain threatened.
And my home survived. A miracle. But I've never felt more alone.
As of this morning, crews have managed to get 15% containment on the Woolsey fire racing across the Malibu area. 170,000 residents have evacuated.
President Trump is back in the United States after a trip to Europe over the weekend, and he's facing more questions about acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. Whitaker will oversee special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Top congressional Democrats have sent a letter to the chief ethics official at the Justice Department, and they are demanding Whitaker recuse himself from the probe since he has publicly criticized it in the past.
We remain very confident that he'll lead there with integrity and in a proper manner.
If he stays there, he will create a constitutional crisis by inhibiting Mueller or firing Mueller. So Congress has to act.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that Democrats will attempt to attach protections for Mueller to unrelated legislation like the spending bill, and that should make it more likely to pass.
Time now is 6:09. The new burglary prevention unit at One Bay Area Police Department is already paying dividends.
And health officials responding to a historic new outbreak of the Ebola virus.